Around 20 minutes after the execution was scheduled to start, Corrections Director Robert Patton quietly gives the order to proceed. The beige shades covering the four windows into the chamber come up. Clayton Lockett is lying under a white sheet that covers him from chin to toes. 6:23, the dose of midazolam is pushed into his IV. Over 7 minutes, his blinking stops. 6:30, a doctor declares he's not unconscious. 6:33, Lockett is declared unconscious. 6:36, for the next 3 minutes, Lockett writhes on the table and mumbles. Few words are clear, but "I don't wanna" and "oh man" can be made out. 6:39, officials lower the screens. The doctor who declared Lockett unconscious 6 minutes ago checks his right arm and finds collapsed veins. Patton has no choice.
After conferring with the warden, and unknown how much drugs had went into him, it was my decision at that time to stop the execution.
But Lockett still dies.
At approximately 7:06 hours, inmate suffered what appears to be a massive heart attack and passed away.
Charles Warner's execution is stayed for 14 days while officials look into what went wrong here. From McAllister, Matt Trotter, KWGS News.